I'm Allison Ox. You're listening to The Things They Ask, the show where we look at questions asked by kids and young adults and this social worker's best answer to them. Today I have a question from Elias, who is 14. He says, I like this girl. Should I just tell her? Elias, I have some inside information for you. I spend a lot of time in schools doing workshops, and sometimes I talk about sexuality and relationships. One of my favorite activities is asking students how they would like someone to approach them if they liked them. The answers are amazing, and all of them, well, at least almost all of them, include sentences like this. Just tell me in person, like a normal person, privately. Tell me, but in person. Not online. Never online. The list goes on, but the words respect, privately, just say it, and in person, and also not online are repeated over and over again. I want to help you though, Elias, because even though I hear this advice and I know it's true, there are a few steps to take first. So let's imagine you see a girl and your heart starts racing and you just can't stop thinking about her. You shouldn't just walk up to someone that you have never met out of the blue and say, hey, I like you. That's a pretty bad idea and a recipe for disaster. If you don't know the person, well, that would be too much and even strange. How do you even know you like her? I am guessing you know not to do this, Elliot. But I just wanted to make that clear. How about you test the water a little bit? The first step is to meet her and talk to her. Before you even think about mentioning you like her, you need to make sure you like her as a person. So talk to her. You can do this at school, maybe even talk about a class, a project, or something you might both have in common. Next, you might want to talk about what she likes. Show her that you're interested in her as a person. Ask her about herself and get to know her better. If you're lucky, you might be able to talk to her friends and be included in her friend group a little bit. Then you might want to drop a hint or two. You might want to flirt a bit, and I'm guessing you already are at this stage. Make eye contact with her and give her some compliments. And if that heart of yours is still beating, just tell her. But make sure it's in private, in person, and with respect. Elias, even if you do all of this, there is no guarantee that she will like you back. It is, however, important you try. Imagine spending months or even years fantasizing about something that isn't realistic, or worse yet, even missing a chance because you didn't say it. People do like being desired. If you say it with respect and you know her well, it should be okay. If she doesn't like you back, that's also okay. In this case, just accept her no and move on. To all parents and grandparents out there listening, smartphones have changed the way we communicate, but teens tell me they want these conversations in person. Texting is really hard and tricky, and you never know if you are talking to a person or even an entire group of friends. On top of that, conversations can be shared and it can be embarrassing. Let your kids know that you are there for them. Talk to your children about love, romance, and relationships. They might act like they don't want to hear anything from you, but it's not true. Peggy Orenstein states in her book, Girls and Sex, that over 80% of teens have said they wished their parents would talk to them more about romantic relationships and sexuality. So do it. Elias, telling someone you like them is scary at every age, even when you're an adult. You are not alone. Good luck. I hope it works out. I'm Allison Ox. This is The Things They Ask.